This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour of What's on Your Mind is brought to you by the University of Mary and their School of Health Sciences, where they have maintained a stellar reputation for superb nursing education for 60 years, six decades now. The University of Mary's nursing program has been recognized for this uncompromising standard of excellence by Mountain Measurements as the number one nursing program in the nation. Diligent oversight, expertise of the university's nursing faculty shows in the graduates' test results. Each nursing graduate passing their certifying exam on the first try, it's a 100% success rate. Isn't that unbelievable? The university is proud to receive this honor. It's even prouder of its top-notch nursing graduates that continue to bring credit to the long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary. Each class of graduates at Mary continue to live up to the School of Health Sciences mission. That's to prepare healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage, who respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. Your calls, questions, and comments for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall on this Monday, Thanksgiving week, are welcome at 800-228-0550. Local number 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. And Senator Kevin Cramer is here. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scotty. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Doing very good today. Sure. You're on your way to Fargo today to be honored, I understand, huh?
Well, I'm on my way to Fargo. I don't know about being honored. I'm always honored to be in front of North Dakotans and chatting about important things. And today's discussion is put together by the United States Global Leadership Coalition, which is a group of national experts on everything from national defense, trade, policies, non-government organizations, state-based organizations that deal with humanitarian assistance, and really what it's about. This is the second one of these I've participated in here in North Dakota. It's really to facilitate a discussion with folks about, America's role in the world and our role in global leadership, which, Scotty, I think is a very important and interesting discussion because North Dakota does play a role far above its weight class, frankly, in terms of, our state's leadership, not just America's leadership, but North Dakota's leadership in global issues. So I look forward to the discussion and always learn a lot from the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition folks. I think there's some guests. I'm on a panel after I give a keynote with a retired general and some other folks involved in the nonprofit area and faith-based area. I think it's a worthwhile discussion. As you know, the Trump administration has taken a little bit of a different approach than previous administrations with regard to globalization and trade and national defense. And as a member of the Armed Services Committee, I'm always interested to hear what North Dakotans have to say about the pending issues of the day.
Corey in Kenmare has a question. We'll get right to it here today for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Corey, for the senator.
Well, this is kind of unfair to Kevin because he wasn't in on the discussion we had on Friday when you had the export guy in. But you told me to call back in, and going through, he said that they got the wheat in this new USMCA. We're going to be able to take our wheat to Canada, and it's going to get graded. But what he said was the non-negotiable was the variety. Well, I did some searching over the weekend, and the USDA came out with their report. Canada brings 3.3 million tons of wheat into the United States every year. We get to take 53,000 tons. That's a huge discrepancy. And what he said at the end there was the non-negotiable was Canada will only accept certain varieties from the United States. Well, the USDA come out and said there's only two varieties. So those are my sticking points is we're going to be able to take our wheat to Canada. I don't know why anybody would, because you're going to take 25% less just in the exchange rate. But that goes back to my point that I made on Friday is this USMCA is great for the corn, soybean, dairy, all those guys, but it left out small grains. You notice he never touched anything on the canola side of it, which, again, our price is determined in Canada. I don't understand why there can't. This has been a fight for 50-some years, probably even longer than that. Why, if we want to take something to Canada, we get somewhat like a tariff put on it. But if they can bring and they can come down here and they can flood our elevators, our mills, they can do whatever, why don't we put a restriction on, okay, these are the only varieties you can bring down here? The other fact of it is I can't go to Canada and buy seed for the varieties that they want because I can't bring that across the border and plant it here in the United States.
All right, so Senator Kramer, he's talking about a conversation we had with Ambassador Dowd, Greg Dowd, Chief Ag Negotiator from the UST here, on Friday. And Corey had made the point that, you know, the USMCA is good for, you know, a lot of folks, but it's not good for small grains. I brought that point to the ambassador, and he obviously countered with what Corey said. Do you agree or disagree with Corey's premise?
Yeah, so interesting. Appreciate it, Corey, and I didn't listen to the discussion. You're right, but I'm not unfamiliar with the discussion, obviously, and I'm very familiar with Ambassador Dowd because he and I have talked about this and several other things for a long time. First thing to start to remember with USMCA, there's nothing relating to small grains or anything else that's worse than NAFTA. In other words, Corey's right that this has been an ongoing challenge with Canada for decades, including with NAFTA. So while USMCA doesn't change the variety issue, it doesn't make it any worse. The one area that there is dramatic improvement in is the grading issue. In other words, they are prohibited now from discriminating against U.S. wheat, which is almost always North Dakota, probably some Montana and Minnesota as well, but largely North Dakota wheat. They can't grade it as feedstock when it's in fact like Durham wheat or a high quality spring wheat. But on the variety issue, Corey's exactly right. But that discussion remains open. In other words, it was a debatable issue during the negotiation, and it remains an open discussion even after USMCA's passed. So I share Corey's frustration that we didn't get more for small grains as it relates particularly to the varieties, because this affects not only what Corey's talking about, and he, you know, mentioned at the end that he can't buy a Canadian variety that is acceptable to them and plant it in North Dakota, but it's also frustrating for, like, North Dakota State University and those of us, those in our constituency that are developing these various varieties. So I think this is definitely something we need to continue to keep the pressure on. And let me just say this little point of frustration, and believe me, I want USMCA passed. It is a net winner for the United States, the United States economy, job creation, and for agriculture as well, even though not as much for small grains as others. But Canada, it is almost amazing, as good of friends as our Canadian neighbors are in many respects, how difficult they have been on this and other issues related to trade with the United States. And again, there's almost this unwritten rule. You're never supposed to criticize any other country we trade with, but occasionally they deserve some criticism, and this is definitely an area.
Right. Well, I just want to make one more point, and I made it on Friday. Mm-hmm. My local mill here in Minot is 50 to 75 cents less for my durum and my wheat. I can take it to the state mill in Grand Forks and get 50 to 75 cents more for it. And the reason is the state mill cannot accept Canadian grain. It's in the Constitution or the bylaws or whatever. They cannot accept Canadian grain. So that's how much of a factor it's having on our wheat price. Take out all the trade and all that stuff. But that's the factors that are causing the huge frustration in my area. Yeah, I can haul to Grand Forks and get the better price, but it's going to cost me 75 cents to get it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. That's a long ways from mine to Grand
Forks. So it's a wash.
Those
are what causes a lot of pressure. Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you for your – keep fighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate Corey. That's invaluable. And what I add to that, Scott, and maybe as much as anything to provoke listeners, because Corey brought a point up. We don't do the whole stop their grain from coming into our state thing as well as they do the other way around. We don't participate in that sort of protectionism activism many times. And frankly, the convenience of some of the facilities up in Canada to our northern border farmers, is part of the factor. But I'd be interested in hearing what others think of that whole area, if you will, of protectionism. And that's my term, not necessarily Corey's, but do we want to put more restrictions on them bringing their grains down to North Dakota?
Appreciate your call, Corey. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. Thinking every single moment of every single day about our farmers and ranchers after one tough year on so many fronts. So hoping these trade deals will open things up a little bit, and also we can only get better weather-wise next year. Bob and Bowman when we come back for Senator Kevin Cramer. More of your calls, questions, and comments. The call, 258-0550. Text me at 367-2054. Don't go away.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich, a Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Black Friday specials are going on all month long, and closeouts on remaining 2019, such as the Sierra 1500S. You got to get them while they're gone. And by the way, if you're looking for a better paycheck maybe and stuff, sales professional, they're looking for one more to join the team. Get the info, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And folks, if you have a tractor, you have a piece of equipment very valuable to you that happens to be a diesel. Our friends at DAC Diesel want you to know they do nothing but diesel. They live, breathe, eat, and sleep diesel, which when you have a diesel semi that's down, tractor that's down, you want somebody that knows this, lives it, breathes it, sleeps it. That's what they do. They might even eat it. I'm not sure. I think they do because that's, in the case of CJ, all he's known. 20-plus years of experience to every job, constantly learning to provide the most efficient service to clients. We've heard directly from clients about the enhanced gas mileage, diesel, you know, the miles per gallon they're getting right now as well. DACDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. So if you have a question, a comment, a concern, something you want to pass along, whatever it is, 701-258-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. But we love it when you call us, just like Bob and Bowman has. You ready for the next question, Senator?
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob and Bowman. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm actually from Minot, but I'm down here working right now. But on Corey's thing on this, you know, to fix this, mainly it has to do with the exchange rate that these Canadians get to bring their commodities down here. An easy fix, wouldn't it be that it, whatever the exchange rate is then that product should be bought at that rate? Because if you go the other way and you exchange money, and then when we get past that, the Senex Harvest States, the ADMs, they're the ones that are actually, they're making the money off of the back of the U.S. producer, because then U.S. wheats were going and selling that commodity once it gets into the U.S. with all these other countries as product. And another one that I deal with is the cattle. I've got a friend up in Canada. He sends 10,000 head of yearlings a year down to a feedlot in Nebraska where I used to send my cattle to. But the guy switched to completely all Canadian cattle because he can buy them with the exchange rate. I can't blame this, the feeder down there for doing it for 20, 25 to 30% less. But that's why our markets never change, because we're getting this influx with the exchange rate to the advantage for the Canadian farmer, and we're ending up paying, losing that 20 to 30% on everything we sell because of the influx of those products that come into the U.S., and then we market them. And are the Canadians paying the checkoff for U.S. beef so that we're getting, because we're marketing that beef then, that Canadian beef, through our U.S. trade offices?
Sure. So interesting points, obviously, and obviously trade and international business is very dependent on the value or the strength of $1 versus another currency, and anytime that's upside down, there's an advantage. Interestingly, too, Scotty, so if you're a mill, now Corey's point was the state mill is prohibited, but any other mill or any other marketer in North Dakota, with the strength of the American dollar, If they can buy something at a lower price and market it at a higher price, somebody's going to make the money. It's just, unfortunately, in this case, obviously, not a farmer. But the caller's point makes sense as well, and I'm just sort of reiterating, but all of that should at some point balance itself out. But remember, in every supply chain, there's somebody that's, you know, there may be somebody that's not doing what, as well as they ought to be able to do. And agriculture is just one of those areas. When you're dealing with value added, and value added can be something as basic as, you know, the marketing of it at the next level, it may not necessarily be in the milling of it. I mean, I know of that whose equity is the farmer's wheat, but that co-op will buy another farmer's wheat because it's less expensive, and the farmer makes plenty of money because, of course, they're in the all sides of the supply chain. So all of that, just to say that the whole economics of it is complicated, and you know the caller is exactly right. The exchange rate makes a difference, and this is why the value of the dollar. And you hear the president so often get frustrated with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve policies sometimes will obviously, you know, it's designed inflation in check and to support employment. And when it does that, that's fine. But every now and then, other countries use their currency policy to make, you know, they either make their currency less expensive or more, oftentimes less, oftentimes lower the value of it. And sometimes to raise the value of it. Just depends on the situation. So, global marketing is up. Culture requires and demands global markets. We just happen to be in the position of where we're literally next door to a global market or to an international market, and oftentimes we don't play as strategically, shall we say, as they do.
You think we should play more strategically, Bob? You think we should get a little tougher about this? Fight fire with fire with Canada?
Definitely, because I think what we find is that we're, it's, like Corey said, it's the small grains, it's the canolas, and those. And when you look at those companies that deal in those commodities, they have facilities on both sides of the border. So I think that's the biggest frustration is the corn and bean guys, and we're raising more beans and we're raising more corn. And that's one reason why we're growing that. But it always seems like the small grains and the oil crops that we normally grow in this area are always on the short end of the stick. We just don't have the influence.
I should go back and listen. I would be very interested in listening to your discussion last Friday, Scott, with Greg Dowd. And, you know, maybe what we ought to look to do, what this sort of incensed me to do, is bring Greg out to North Dakota. He's very familiar. He's from Kansas originally. He knows these issues really well. But I'm not so sure we shouldn't have a little, you know, summit or forum on this topic specifically. Again, I want to get USMCA done, of course, and passed. And God only knows if Nancy Pelosi's ever actually going to do it. She's been talking about it for over a year, favorable terms, but never does anything about it. But it'd be good to get Greg and maybe some others up here to have a serious summit. I wouldn't mind bringing President of the Export Import Bank in as well, maybe even somebody from the Federal Reserve Board, and have a sit down, but have a serious, granular discussion about these things, because there's nobody who knows more about it than the farmers in North Dakota.
Amen. Bob, thank you for raising the point. Appreciate the call. Call again, 800-228-0550. When we come back, I want to ask you some more calls waiting and also some texts pouring in. We're up against the break now, but I do want to ask you a little bit about what could be done by us, you know, the good folks of North Dakota and others that support USMCA to get noticed in Washington, D.C. We've been talking about that a little bit with the listeners over the last week, because people are enormously frustrated that this is, you know, just languishing, and, you know, this was a shoe on the other foot. Certainly, there would be a lot of noise about what's being done to farmers and ranchers at a time that the piece of legislation could help sit on somebody's desk. So we'll talk about that, too, when we come back. But Senator Kevin Cramer, give us a ring.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New reports say Defense Chief Mark Esper fired Navy Secretary Richard Spencer for lying about his position on court-martialed Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Esper fired Spencer, saying that the Navy boss had privately proposed to the White House that Gallagher be allowed to retire with his Navy SEAL's Trident pin. Esper says he didn't know this happened before he and the Joint Chiefs Chairman tried to persuade President Trump on Friday to let the Trident Review Board consider expelling Gallagher from the SEALs. former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announcing in a video released over the weekend he is running for the White House.
When New York suffered the terrible tragedy of 9/11, he took charge, becoming a three-term mayor who brought a city back from the ashes.
The billionaire says he won't accept donations and will self-fund the campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieved their symptoms. And it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable. But the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turned my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer. Or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil!
Oasis Petroleum know a little something about being the buffalo. That's why they love North Dakota. So much of the be the buffalo spirit out here. What does that mean? It means you go into the storm. That means when times are tough, you don't cut and run. You go into the storm and you come out stronger on the other side of the storm. That's what they've done at Oasis Petroleum, to be one of the top oil producing companies in North Dakota. We thank them for that. And now they're turning the tables and finding other folks that have that Be the Buffalo spirit. And if you know them, you see it, say something. Just give us a ring on the Be the Buffalo Oasis Petroleum Hotline, 855-200-1776. Anytime you see that, hey, I can't believe what I just saw. I can't believe what this person did. Isn't this amazing? Law enforcement, teachers, elected leaders, whoever, anybody you see doing anything great in your community. Recognize them, thanks to Oasis Petroleum and Be the Buffalo. All right, just quickly on this point of what we can do. You know, we've had some decent ideas, but no one idea. Do you think there's anything we could do? And when I say we, I'm saying, you know, North Dakotans standing behind farmers and ranchers that are going through a very tough time right now, that opening markets, like what would come from USMCA, it relieves some of the pain. So by leaving it on a desk, as Nancy Pelosi is doing, and playing politics with this, you're sticking it to these folks in a very challenging time. That should not come without some political pain. What can we do to raise the stature of that a little bit for the swamp?
Well, obviously, one of the challenges we have here is that we've already done everything we're supposed to do, and that's elect a bunch of Republicans to Congress and every other office, because Democrats have always been anti-trade, by and large, anti-free trade. They don't like these trade agreements. Even though it was interestingly by Bill Clinton, who was the president when NAFTA passed, but not one member of North Dakota's congressional delegation at the time voted for NAFTA. So that's the history of the Great Plains, if you will. So North Dakota's done its job and has a bunch of pro-USMCA, pro-trade members of Congress. The other thing you do have, the one area of influence you have with your big stick out there, and by that I mean your wattage, Scotty, as you know, is the 7th District of Minnesota, where you have the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Colin Peterson. But, of course, he's been more like us than he's been like Nancy Pelosi. So it's, I'd say you probably had a pretty favorable impact on him as well. He's been pushing for USMCA to pass. So you've done that part. So what do you do beyond that? What a couple of things that come to my mind are, one, make sure whatever organizations you belong to, whether it's a commodity group, multiple commodity groups, Farmers Union, Farm Bureau, who have national organizations that you can work through them to amplify their voice in Washington and put the political pressure on, identify those 32 or 33 Democratic House members, especially the freshmen, who represent the, you know, congressional districts that Donald Trump carried, that tend to be more probably pro-business, pro-agriculture, pro-trade. And you got to put the pressure on them while they watch their party go off the left cliff with this crazy impeachment stuff. You know, they're left with the consequences of that, and they probably need to be a little more vocal. You know, AOC shouldn't be the assistant speaker of the House. It should be somebody that's from farm country that should be the assistant speaker of the House. But right now it's AOC and Ilhan Omar and the other part of the squad. And so we just need to amplify our common sense voice.
Moorhead, Minnesota. Speaking of Congressional District Number 7 with Colin Peterson, Denny has a question for you. Kevin, go ahead, Denny.
Yeah, I got a comment first. If the Senate trial happens, I think the whistleblower should testify as to his information as long as identity is protected, and I think the administration should release all documents. My two quick questions for you, I think Justice Roberts should call Bolton, Pompeo, Giuliani, and Mulvaney, who have firsthand knowledge, to testify as to their role and that of the president. Would you agree?
Sorry, is there another question there after you? Would you agree on that?
I also think that Don McGahn should testify as to whether the president asked him to change his testimony, which is witness tampering. Would you agree, and would you think that would be an impeachable offense?
I'll answer the second one first and then talk about the first one. Don McGahn was the president's attorney. I don't know that it's prudent or wise even to breach that and have attorneys testify against their clients, if that's what you're getting at, or for them, for that matter. I mean, that's a pretty special privilege, obviously, between a client and their attorney. So I don't know that I would agree with the Don McGahn thing. With regard to the others, first of all, the Chief Justice will prevail, preside over a Senate trial. Whether or not he'd rule on that, I don't know what he should do or what he will do. However, there is a reason there's executive privilege. And remembering that the only people with firsthand knowledge so far on this that have testified, the only one I can really think of is Sondland, Ambassador Sondland, and he basically exonerated the president. I guess on the third day, and I have not seen 30 seconds of the third day of the hearings. In fact, I haven't seen much more than about an hour of the second day and not much more than that of the first day. So I've not spent a lot of time watching this stuff. But what I've seen of Sondland, who was the first witness that actually knows the president or has ever even met the president, he didn't really add any validity to his opening statement in the cross-examination. So I don't know whether these other guys ought to testify, whether the Mike Pompeo or the chief of staff. I mean, again, there is a reason there is executive privilege, and you put at risk an awful lot of things, not the least of which, by the way, is what is in evidence, and that is the actual two phone calls and the transcript. I'm as worried about that as much as anything as it relates to the integrity of the president's relationship with other leaders. From now into eternity, U.S. presidents will have very different conversations with foreign leaders, because foreign leaders are not going to be as open now that they know that that their conversations with the president of the United States is being transcribed and that transcription might be released to the public. I just think the damage has been done by this to the United States and to the presidency is far, far greater than any good that could possibly come from an impeachment. In fact, I'm not convinced there's going to be an impeachment. I think now we are inside of a year from the next election, and they're still trying to undo the last election, and they so far have got nothing but hearsay evidence. And in a court of law, this would have been thrown out a long time ago. You talk about Supreme Court, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. I can't imagine he wouldn't have dismissed this crazy thing if it was in an actual courtroom. So, I think the rest of the discussion becomes fairly moot. But I will look forward to having the president's attorneys finally in the room and calling up witnesses. And certainly, I do think the accuser has to be called. They can protect his or her identity if they want. I'm not necessarily against that. But a whistleblower in this case, well, first of all, isn't really a whistleblower by statute. But
second of all, they're the accuser, and I think they definitely should testify either by deposition or in a private hearing with a committee, maybe the Judiciary Committee or something like that. And I think that I also think, by the way, that Adam Schiff himself should, because these are the accusers, and the accusers have to be able to be deposed or cross-examined.
Thanks for the call, Danny. Appreciate it. Texter says, close the doors on NASS yet, N-A-S-S? If not, get on it, please. The private sector does a much better job with reporting statistics. Can have the government determining these reports and create the farm program all at the same time.
Well, not to mention, there's lots of problems with that. The people that are the analysts, for example, on Wall Street or at the Mercantile Exchange in Chicago, wherever they might be, are using NASS data. NASS data is not even really data. It's just surveys and then, whoever fills them out. So it's not the same as, say, the risk management agency or actual data comes out after the fact. So I agree with the caller, and NASS data is not getting better, and it's getting worse because fewer people are participating in it because the surveys that they fill out end up being used against them. So we keep the pressure on NASS all the time, obviously, but maybe at some point we have to look at changing the whole process for reporting.
All right, let's see who's next. Frank Carrington for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Frank.
Hello.
Hello, hey, Frank, you're on with Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Doug Zink. I don't know if you got my name wrong, but I want to talk to Kevin a little bit about NASS. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
Bring it up. Cool.
Farmers, Kevin, report their acres to FSA and to crop insurance. We have two legitimate forms where we have to report our acres, and we have to be within a certain percent. Otherwise, we're fined and penalized. What NASS is not taken into consideration is the 1.3 billion acres of prevent plant corn that cannot be harvested.
Right.
And USDA projects a 2 billion carryout. Well, if you take USDA's number at 1.168 times the 11.4, our carryout is gone. We have none. And if you take the test weight that's not there in this corn from Iowa to North Dakota to Illinois to Michigan, that's another billion bushels. So if NASS would play fair and put the cards where they are and tell the truth, we don't have enough corn to go around, and we don't have enough corn to export if we do sign a trade deal.
Yeah.
So, but we're sitting here with $3 corn. The last time we had carryout that was this low, corn was over $7. So there's a problem. And we just keep getting kicked. What don't you agree with there, Kevin?
No, I totally agree. And I would add to that, Doug, so, Scotty, what he's talking about with regard to crop insurance, that's when I said RMA or risk management agency. That's the actual data and that the farmers provide that's actual outcomes. So NASS is reporting on surveys, and they are ignoring, to his point, the crop that'll never be harvested, and because they get paid a prevent plant, they don't harvest it. That would be crop is still in their mix. See, here's the part that he didn't even say that I'm suspicious of. And that is that, remember I mentioned earlier that some of the markets, the analysts play with the NASS numbers. If they get a number that's beneficial to lowering the price, they can report that number and they become a buyer of a lower price. And then when it changes, they've gained the system and they paid money without even harvesting 1 acre. And to me, that's borders on, well, it doesn't border, that's fraud. And we have to look closer into it and guard against it. So there's a lot of work.
Thanks for the call. We are up against the break. We'll take a break, come back with more of your calls waiting. Last segment next on What's on Your Mind. Don't forget, we have to get to John, who called in last week for Senator Cramer, too.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project, and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
By the railroad tracks, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Joking on
the Plains Apache, a farmer's best friend, because they're all about spraying. That's what they are. Their sales and service team have one focus, sprayers. Everything they do is about sprayers. Check out HighPlainsApache.com, find out more. Real straightforward approach, application expertise, focus on customer service, sets them apart from the competition. Great deals now, like limited time only, efforts to give you no interest, no payments, till April of 2020. Get some details on that. Stop and see him in Mandan, next to Culver's, not far from Walmart. South of Fargo, exit 60 in Frontier, right across I-29 from the Walmart there. Or again online at highplainsapache.com. Call him at 701-663-2375. We had a caller suggest an idea on how to deal with these budget negotiations and the government shutdown threats and everything else that that I said I would share with you and get your take on. Let's roll out from last week.
You gave me a topic this morning that I kind of dreamt about last night and thought that what we need to have Trump do is take a little offense with America First. The idea being that Nancy has said she can do lots of things, chew gum and walk and talk at the same time. Well, let's veto the extension for the spending bill and hand it back to her and say, okay, I will sign that. I have no problem with it, except it's got one thing in it, Planned Parenthood. I want all the monies taken out of that. And then the second thing is, it's got to come over at that same time with the UMCA bill. And you pass that or work on it, veto it. I don't care. If you don't like what I'm telling you, raise enough votes and veto or override my veto.
All right, there he is. So you get the idea. Take them on. America first. What do you think, Senator?
Well, the implication and all that is that America benefits from a government shutdown, and I'm pretty sure that's not true. Having been through a few of them, we've had pretty serious ramifications as a country from government shutdowns. So with regard to the Planned Parenthood thing, by the way, that there is very little, if anything, left of Planned Parenthood in government spending, which is why Planned Parenthood is now actually, shut down several clinics around the country, and even the Title Project programs by executive order they've eliminated for Planned Parenthood. So Planned Parenthood is starting to remove itself from government support as a result of recent actions by both Republican Congress and President Trump. Also, by the way, that continuing resolution has been signed into law. The president supported it in advance, so it would be kind of difficult to change path now. But we are in negotiations for the long-term spending bill, which hopefully will wrap up by December 20th. But I'll believe it when I see it, because short-term continuing resolutions seem to be the wave of the future. With regard to the budget overall, though, he's got a very important, relevant point. And we are never going to get back to balance without dealing with the non-discretionary or the mandatory side of the ledger, as I talk about all the time. And that's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, some of the other programs, but largely it's those larger entitlement programs that are going to go insolvent very soon. And by 2026, Medicare will be insolvent. By 2035, Social Security will be insolvent. That will, the result of that, if Congress doesn't deal with it, is a 25% across-the-board cut period in benefits. So if that's what people want, that's what they're going to get, because Democrats will not talk about it. And by the way, in the defense of Democrats, Donald Trump says he won't. So he campaigned, he promised he wouldn't touch Social Security. And so if we don't touch Social Security and make some changes to it into the future for younger people, it will not be available there for younger people. It will always be available for people that are retirement age now and nearing retirement age. But by 2035, it'll be insolvent if we don't do something. So we're now down to less than a third of the overall budget is the discretionary side, and half of the discretionary side of the budget is national defense. I don't think we really want to shut down national defense as a negotiating tool with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, Obama tried that and didn't work out so well. They're literally rationing bullets by the end. Texter says, it's so sad. Nobody talks about how much beef imports are up. Packers are allowed to own cattle in different countries. Then they ship to the U.S. and get labeled U.S. meat. It's been proven. They're making $500 to $600 a head, where us as producers can't hardly survive.
Well, and our beef goes, to other countries as well. So it does go back and forth, obviously. And I think the concern of whoever's texting or emailing is probably the labeling part of it. This is an area that was tried to be negotiated in USMCA, much like NAFTA, and it did not prevail, of course. There is, however, an investigation by USDA right now going on with regard to the packers and any type of price fixing. So that accusation has gained some traction, and maybe under this administration. And I strongly encourage it. Both Senator Hovind and I have been talking to each other about it and talking to the administration about digging deeper, doing a more granular dive in that. And the other thing is, Scotty, I think we should do more on the domestic front to incent, if you will, more competition within the meat, the processing and marketing side of the formula, because there really has been a concentration of marketing power, obviously, in this country over the years as it relates to livestock and processed meat.
Here's another texter. Please ask Senator Kramer how Eddie Gallagher can be treated so badly, especially when the U.S. government is complicit in arming these terrorists in Operation Timber Sycamore.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I don't know the details of the Gallagher story, but I do know is that he's He's a Navy SEAL and a hero that it seems to me should be treated better than he's been treated, although our president, obviously has come to the rescue again. I support the president's action with regard to Gallagher, and I support, by the way, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper's actions in firing the Navy Secretary, who seemed to be working
Chandler, yeah. It seemed like there were some issues there. Yeah. Out of time. Senator Kramer, thank you. We'll do it again.
It's not often you can make a purchase that makes every day better. But that's what hot tubs do from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. I know this because we have one in the Hennepin family, and we absolutely love it, especially this time of year. Actually, the colder it gets outside, the better it is inside, because you're better above the water, below the water. Oh, my gosh, there's nothing like it. And right now, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has an incredible sale. Every day made better, and now more affordable than ever, too, because they have a pre-owned blowout sale going on right now, when you'll save up to 70% off the price of a new one. That's right, up to 50 to choose from. Certified pre-owned models, they've been all checked out, and they come with a warranty, too. Call 701-238-5892 to find the perfect one for you right now. Call Ben, 701-238-5892. Stop at their pre-owned showroom at 601 Main Avenue West in West Fargo, or go to hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.